Good day, everyone, and welcome to Live Ventures' second quarter 2017 call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question-and-answer session. You may register to ask a question at any time by pressing star and one on your touch-tone phone. You may withdraw yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. Please note this call is being recorded. It's now my pleasure to turn the conference over to Chief Financial Officer Ferlin Johnson. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to the Live Ventures Incorporated Fiscal Second Quarter 2017 conference call. Earlier today, the company filed its Form 10-Q for the second fiscal quarter ended March 31st, 2017 with the SEC. This filing can be found on our website, www.live-ventures.com, in the Investor Relations section, as well as on the SEC website at www.sec.gov. My name is Ferlin Johnson, Chief Financial Officer, and joining me today is John Isaac, Chief Executive Officer, and Rodney Spriggs, President of Vintage Stock. Some of the remarks you will hear today may contain forward-looking statements about the company's performance. As well, there may be forward-looking statements made during the Q&A session that follow our prepared remarks. These statements are neither promises nor guarantees, and there are a number of risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those set forth in these forward-looking statements. Additional information concerning factors that could cause actual results to materially differ from those in these forward-looking statements is contained in our filing and periodic reports filed with the SEC, copies of which are available on our website or may be requested directly from the company. Forward-looking statements are made as of today's date, and we do not undertake any obligation to update any forward-looking statements made during today's call. Thank you to everyone joining us today for our second fiscal quarter 2017 call. I would also like to express my appreciation to our management and associates of Live Ventures for another outstanding quarter. During our call today, we will briefly cover our company's operating and financial results for the quarter, and then answer your questions at the end of our prepared remarks. Operating results for the second fiscal quarter 2017, the company reported record quarterly revenue of $38.5 million, representing an increase of 94.2% over the same period last year, and quarterly earnings per basic share of 89 cents, an increase of 207% over last year. Gross profit for the quarter was almost $16.5 million, which is up 193.9% for the same period of fiscal 2016. In addition, our operating income was almost $5.3 million compared to the same period last year of $1.2 million, a 339.8% improvement. And net income of $1.84 million compared to $1.22 million, a difference of 51.1%. As of March 31st, 2017, the company reported approximately $752K of cash on hand, plus an additional $12.3 million of available credit under the company's revolving lines of credit. Net cash flow provided by operating activities year-to-date through March 31, 2017 was $5.2 million. Working capital as of March 31, 2017 was approximately $27.8 million. Stockholders' equity increased approximately 6.6% to $30.9 million over the prior quarter, and 27.8% year-to-date through March 31st, 2017. For additional financial information and details, I invite you to review our press release distributed this morning and view our 10-K filing on either our website or the SEC's website. Our focus remains on seeking out the best acquisition opportunities and growing our existing portfolio of companies while minimizing our cost of capital and enhancing shareholder value. With that, I thank you very much for your participation on this call and your continued interest in Live Ventures Incorporated. At this time, John, Rodney, and I welcome any questions that you may have.
And at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. You may remove yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. Once again, star and one on your touchtone phone. We'll pause just a few moments to allow questions to queue.
Let's see here.
Once again, it's star and one to ask your question. We'll go first to Laura Engel. Please go ahead. Your line's open.
Hi, good
Hello,
afternoon.
Laura.
Hello, how are y'all?
Good.
Good, good. Okay, so just starting with some housekeeping. Based on the pro forma information that had been provided for the latest acquisition, really the one thing that I wanted to ask a little more about was the G&A line item. A little higher than I expected, so I wondered if there was anything in there, any one-time items, or if that's a level that we should expect to see as a combined entity going forward.
Are you referring to the quarter or the 6 months?
The quarter.
The quarter?
Yes. The first quarter with full 3 months.
There were no large one items in the quarter for G&A this quarter. Pretty much nothing stands out.
Okay. And then as far as, I know there's no official guidance, but anything you can comment on as far as specifics in the acquisition pipe or as far as details on, you talked before about store openings, expectations for that going forward?
We'll have Rodney talk a little bit about store openings here in a minute.
Okay.
But with regards to acquisitions, we do not opine about possible acquisitions until we make them notice to the public at large.
Okay. The only other question, and I'll wait for Rodney's reply as well, was just commenting on some, it looked like there's some new disclosure in the filing about a potential repurposing of the Live deal. Is that meaning for the company purposes or a potential sale or what exactly, what color can you give us on that?
It's for the company. And we're looking for creative ways to use that software with our Vintage acquisition.
Oh, cool. Okay, great.
Rodney, do you want to talk about openings?
At the start of November when this acquisition took place, we were in the process of opening Hastings locations that we were rebranding to the Entertain Mart brand. We did successfully transition 7 of those locations and opened a Vintage Stock branded store also all around Thanksgiving. Those stores have came out of the gate fairly decent. We're happy with the numbers. They, in the month of March and April, they have, as a group, on those new stores contributed positively to the bottom line, so they are profitable. We also just opened and rebranded another existing Hastings store in St. Joe that opened last Friday. That would be not a part of this report, of course, but that one actually opened in the upper levels comparatively to those other Hastings stores, so it looks like it will be profitable out of the gate from day one. We definitely have other opportunities that are out there based on, you know, those other possible locations of Hastings stores that we are familiar with. We have landlords reaching out to us constantly about that. So we are being choosy about the sites that we are looking at. We don't have an exact set number that we would be looking to open, but there's definitely some possibilities where we think that we could be very successful by putting the Vintage Stock brand or the Entertain Mart brand in them.
Great. Well, so I'm very busy and all good news. So I appreciate your time, and I will hop back in the queue and let someone else have your time. Thanks again.
Thank you, Laura.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. We'll pause to allow any further questions to queue. And we can go next to T. McCarthy. Please go ahead. Your line's open.
How is the $7 million in capital expenditures allocated between what businesses?
It's almost totally Marquee, and it has to do with upgrading and adding additional capacity for our carpet and synthetic fiber and turf business.
And how much more capital expenditures are going to be required during the end of the fiscal year?
Tell me how much additional capital investment are we going to be making? I think we're done.
We have the equipment on order. arriving in September. It'll be installed in calendar Q4.
We're not anticipating that much additional equipment at this time. All of the existing equipment has been ordered, and it's due for arrival between second and third quarter right now.
Well, thank you, and good luck.
Once again, star and one for any questions. Star and one. We'll pause to allow any further questions to queue. And it does appear we have no further questions. I'll return the floor to you, speakers, for any additional commenting.
Do you want to comment at all, John, in terms of anything you want to talk about?
There's a question.
Oh, here we go. We've got another one.
Speakers, we do have one that just queued. We can go to Peter Rodriguez. Please go ahead. Your line's open.
Hi. My question is about the debt. It seems like the debt level rose a little bit from last quarter. I was wondering if you can talk about that and address that, because that's really like my main concern is the level of debt for the company, and of course the Capitalia $30 million loan that you guys took out recently. So I don't know if you can expand on that and talk about that.
I think we can talk about that. This is more of a small expansion in the revolver at Vintage, having to do with the stores that have opened and are continuing to need inventory, as well as this preparing for this new store that's going to be opening in Q2. The debt on both Capitella and at Marquee is down relative to the revolver activity, but the additional fixed capital debt is up at Marquee relative to the equipment that's going into place with B of A.
Thank you, and we'll take our next question from Leo Gilman. Please go ahead. Your line's open.
Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity. What effect do you think this outstanding lawsuit is going to have on the ability of the company to keep its focus?
It's not going to detract our focus at all. We feel the lawsuit is without merit, and we will defend it vigorously, but we're not going to lose focus at all.
The firm who filed the lawsuit is a serial filer. They sue the dozen companies a month or a week, or I don't know what they're, they're very, very active in this space. To them, it's a game. We're seeking legal representation. We have some time to do this, but it's unfortunate that these types of activity exist in our market today. But definitely, the lawsuit is without merit whatsoever. It is baseless, and we're going to make sure that it gets taken care of, and we're going to seek to dismiss it, and potentially also seek sanctions against these lawyers who are filing these frivolous lawsuits for no good reason whatsoever, on us. So we're going to make sure that this gets handled appropriately.
Well, they've got good reasons. Good reasons are they usually collect some money for themselves, very little for the shareholders.
It's just unfortunate, and it's just we have to do what we have to do and just get rid of it as quickly as possible, and hopefully the SEC one day will crack down on this activity that really detracts from shareholders and takes away our time. We've spoken to numerous law firms, and we believe with a very high degree of certainty that we're going to get this dismissed. The allegations are there that are in the lawsuit are really meritless and they accuse us of things that we didn't even say that other people said. So it's just, to them, it's just a game, and we're gonna make sure that this gets taken care of for the company.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I will step out.
Mm-hmm. Once again, star and one for your questions. We'll pause to allow further questions to queue. And speakers, we have no further questions at this time.
All right. Well, thank you for participating and for taking the call and the time today to engage in the conference. We appreciate it. Look forward to next quarter. Thank you.